Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46, 14 till 8, nothing will be a positive influence, nothing will fix stuff like winning a game, and that's what the Saints did on Sunday. Steve Geller joins us now, WWL Sports Director, to talk about it. How you doing, Steve?
Man, like you mentioned it, Tommy, this week's been a whole lot brighter since coming off that victory.
It's just all the difference in the world. Let me ask you about some of your takeaways from the game. Kool-Aid McKinstry, I was talking to Deuce about this yesterday. To me, it's all about confidence. Hopefully, I think maybe now he might have the confidence, the short-term memory to go out there and play some good cornerback. What do you think?
Yeah, when you come up with the NFC Defensive Player of the Week, those two key picks in the fourth quarter, definitely a nice confidence boost for the young cornerback. Just want to see his game continuing to develop. And you know, as a case with the Saints all around on this roster now, you just have a lot of young talent being asked to step up into starting roles. And it's been a process, a little baby steps taking forward every week. And hopefully that Kool-Aid, we keep seeing that progress and developing into a legit starting corner in the NFL, should have a, you know, not so tough of a test this week against a Patriots squad that doesn't have any dominating wideouts.
So Chase Young, I see the injury report here, limited practice. Is that different than before? Has it been limited practice throughout the season?
Tommy, you could like sound the bells. Hallelujah. We'll take limited right now. Mm-hmm. He has not been practicing this entire time, so this is a positive step for him as well. We know he's the Saints' main pass rusher, that guy that's going to get the pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and that's been missing big time. So Coach Kellen Moore was kind of coy with the fact of, will he be ready for Sunday's game? He's progressing in a positive manner right now and could be in action against the Patriots, which would be great to pressure that young quarterback in Drake May. But no, this is definitely progress for him. He hasn't been out of practice at all, so we'll take limited right now.
I'd be coy as well. Ain't none of the Patriots' damn business what's going on with the Saints. Tell me about Justin Reed. How serious is the, you know, a concussion is always serious. How's the old saying go? A concussion is minor if it's somebody else's. If it's yours, it's not so minor. But will he play or not, or do we know?
He's still in the concussion protocol. A positive sign was the fact that he was limited yesterday. I was surprised to see that. Did not practice for Reed, as you mentioned, suffering that concussion against the New York Giants. We're going to wait to see how he progresses through a number of tests for the concussion protocol. Him practicing in a limited fashion was one of the steps yesterday, so we'll see how those results end up coming for today, and then tomorrow, obviously, the final injury report with game statuses. But right now, things are positive for Reed. Like I said, he was out there in practice at limited fashion yesterday. Wasn't expecting that when you're in the concussion protocol. So I don't think it's anything serious.
Speaking of confidence, how big was that? I think it was 83 yards, maybe 55 yards in the air, the touchdown pass to Rashid Shaheed from Daratla.
Yeah, that was awesome to see. In the dome, you could kind of feel Saints fans collectively holding their breath, waiting for that big play to connect. We finally saw it in the nice W. And, yeah, they've been pretty timid about stretching the field. I guess that's easy to, you know, safe to say right there. Maybe this will open up the passing game a little more. I know Coach Kellen Moore was trying to, you know, bring things along a little slowly. But it was great to see just unleashing a little bit. And we know that Rashid Shaheed has got that burner speed. Spencer Rattler talked about the fact that it's really difficult, almost impossible to overthrow this guy. But getting that big play, definitely key for this team, besides the fact of those takeaways. Hopefully both can continue going forward for this Saints squad that, you know, trying to rack up those wins now after those four early losses. Put that behind you, and now let's string together some W's.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back talking about the Patriots on Sunday. You can meet up with Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller for weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino this evening. They're going to review the Saints injury report and the black and gold as they get ready to take on the Patriots, as we're talking about here. Plus, they're going to preview Tulane's Thursday night matchup tonight against East Carolina with NOLA.com's Gary Smith at 4:40, then talking Tigers at 5:10 with Blake Ruffino of the AYS Sports Network as LSU prepares to host South Carolina. Then at 6:10, they'll get into some Saints and Pelicans practice notes with team reporter Aaron Summers. So it's a lot coming up tonight. Stick around. Thursday night football then at 7, Giants taking on the Eagles on WWL 870 AM, 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. The big headline there, though, the takeaway, join Mike and Steve at the Treasure Chest today starting at 4. 7:51 traffic now, WWL. 7:58, quickly back to Steve Geller. Saints going to New England to take on the Patriots here in the Dome. What am I talking about? Saints taking on the Patriots here in the Dome. The Patriots are one game behind the Bills in the AFC East. I would prefer to play the Jets or the Dolphins at this juncture. Let me get back to the Saints real quick. Is Taysom Hill a second-string quarterback or Tyler Shuck, or do we know?
No, that's still unclear of how they plan to utilize Taysom. He's definitely listed as a quarterback now, not on the tight end depth chart anymore. And as of right now, if you look at the Saints, the way things are situated going into this game, he is listed as QB2. So we'll see if he ends up being the immediate backup to Spencer Rattler in this matchup while Tyler Shuck's the number three signal caller.
How important was it to get Taysom and Foster Moreau back?
Oh, massive, Tommy. Not just for what they provide you on the field, but these guys in the locker room, definitely pillars of leadership for this black and gold bunch. And, you know, I think coaches, players, fans, anytime Taysom Hill is on the sideline, steps on the field, everybody gets excited. Mm-hmm. Great, great, great job by them of having him leading that hoot at chant to start the game against the New York Giants. Definitely fired up the home crowd right from the get.
I think they turned a corner. We'll see on Sunday. And, of course, we'll be listening to you. Coverage starts at 8 o'clock here on WWL, and we'll be listening this evening for you and Mike from Treasure Chest. Thank you, Steve Geller.
Thank you, Tommy.
How's that young man doing at Rummel?
They got a game tonight, 7 p.m., so after the Treasure Chest, I'm off to see Rummel.
There you go, JV.
No, it's a varsity game tonight.
Oh, good. And he's playing?
He's on the sideline.
Awesome. He might get in. Who knows? Thank you, Steve Geller. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. Come back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.